Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Indeed, my family, 27 after 6, and it looks, feels and seems like Utata Wethu is not available this morning for whatever reason. But sisacela kubawo, you know, because the resources got Thixo, sicela kubawo, sicela kumnikazi wayo. You know, so we are still asking the Lord. And if it doesn't happen, my family, we will carry on with the lesson or the readings from the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. We'll come back and we'll just study that together. But in the meantime, it's still an opportunity. You know, in church, when they say, when they call, they do the altar call and they say, we know that you want to come down, you know, and we know that you want to come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're sitting there and your heart is pounding and you're thinking, this is not, it can't be me. You know, I go there every Sunday. It can't be me. Not this Sunday. It can't be me. So perhaps that is you this morning and you're sitting with a word that belongs to us. You know, this is your time. This is your opportunity. We're coming back to take your calls on 012-334-1322. But let's just hear about Utini now to Koko Mam
Sophie. Nami ngiyasikhalela kuJehova uNkulunkulu. Bangasali ngesikhathi ngoba sikulonda bagcotshwa ngoba Yesu bangasali Jehova. Afani neyintumbe ziyishuka ngoba Yesu besihlalisa sinamafutha kodwa sihlalisa singenawo amafutha baba. Bangabisiwula ngoba sinuwote last time ngoba Yesu bekaphe nawo besibangisiwula ngoba
No, siyakuva bawo. Hey, inkosi siyakuva somandla. We bless the Lord this morning. We truly, you know, bazalwane, amen. I think that is all I can say this morning. Amen and amen. So let's just continue to worship the Lord. And if the Lord drops anything in your heart, please do let us know. We'll keep the lines open until we cross over to church on the other side of 7 o'clock this morning. It's Radio Pulpit. Let's praise Him as the name of the program. Good morning. And welcome to you if you've just joined us, especially if you're joining us for the first time. You know, last week, Bazalwane, now that we have a bit of an opportunity to remember, you know, last week when we opened up the platform, you know, to pray for people who want to invite the Lord Jesus Christ, to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives as personal Lord and Savior. What we did not do is also let you know, Bazalwane, if that is you, if you've prayed that prayer, please do find, please do find a church, you know, in your area. And if you can't find a church, drop me a voice note or a message on WhatsApp, and let's connect you to our counseling department. I'm sure there's a list of pastors and ministries, you know, that Radio Pulpit may know about in your area. And we'll see how you can be placed in a local church where you can grow. The worst thing we can do, you know, as ministers of the gospel, is to give and preach a wonderful word from the Lord, and then after people have received the Lord Jesus Christ, see shiye injalo indaba, because the point is to have life and life in all its abundance. So please, I'm begging, if at any time during our program, in your heart, because that's the reconciliation of all matters, is that all people must be saved. The reconciliation of all matters, the reason why even Radio Pulpit offers and allows the space where we can worship, is to trigger people back to Christ. And so if that does not happen during our 2 hours of broadcast, you know, so at any given point, you know, if you feel that in your heart the Lord is calling on you, sometimes he will do exactly what he's doing today. He will suspend a program and a plan ka ayanda in order to get you saved. He needs to get enough word to you, because he knows that this is your day for salvation. And so the Bible says that when we hear his voice today, let us not harden our hearts like we did, you know, by the waters of Meribah. Let us not harden our hearts in the day of salvation. O to Jesus Christ, in the day of salvation I have heard you, and if today is that day of salvation, so do not harden your heart. And if today, for whatever reason, that is you this morning, please, by all means, drop us a message. Do whatever you can to get in touch with us. And if you can't get in touch with us, just walk out your gate. I'm sure you won't even take 5 minutes walk without seeing a church. Walk into the church, and we pray for you that the Lord will preserve your soul, that you will not walk into a den of lions that is written church on its walls, you know, but that the Lord will lead you to a proper Bible teaching, sound doctrine, you know, a church that exalts the true and untainted gospel of Jesus Christ. And Naguti Bazalane, you know, the ones that the Lord has entrusted with the gospel, with evangelism, you know, with Amabandla. Let's be careful, Bazalane, the things that we do, Amabandleni etu, so that kagufika the izimvuz katiko, zingafiki, you know, bleeding, walking into the church, zisopa, and then zifika nkonzweni zilimale even more. That is not the kind of church that the Lord is building. So this morning, I just remembered last week when we, you know, just after the program, but hey, I should have actually. So if that was you last week, and if that is you today, you know, Christ is here. He is ready to hear your prayer of repentance, your prayer of confession, just believing that Christ is the Son of God. That's the only thing. Believe that Christ is the Son of God. Believe indeed and be convicted by the word that indeed you are in need of salvation, and that your sins have come up, you know, before you and before God, and you need Christ to stand as an atonement, oh God, as a mediator, as an intercessor, the one who is able to take upon the iniquity of the world and present us before God without spot nor blemish. Oh God, he is the Christ who came into the world. The Bible says he is the visible image of the invisible God. And when the Lord wants to reconcile all things, he reconciles all things through Christ Jesus. It is reconciled to God through Jesus Christ this morning. He is available for you today. You know, I wish I could speak Afrikaans. Get Christ for yourself today. Today is your day of salvation. Today is your day of salvation. Kakubambu Yesu Christu, bambelela hold on to the helm of the garment of Jesus Christ. You know, if anybody can just lead somebody in Afrikaans, please won't you just send us a voice note. I feel in my heart that somebody needs to hear it in Afrikaans. If you can just say the sinner's prayer in Afrikaans and send it to us so we can broadcast this morning. Bazalwane, we really, really, now is the time where those who worship the Lord desires that those who worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. And the Bible says now is that time that those who worship him must then worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I want to also just encourage you to say, the Bible tells us that the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, here's the beautiful thing about being liberated by the spirit of God. It is that it is the anointing that is able to break the yoke. You know, when the Lord says he is spirit, he falls down like fire. The fire that is able to consume even the most stubborn of metals and sins and spots in our lives. He is able to consume it. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter the depth and the ugliness of your sin. There is nothing that Christ cannot redeem. The Bible tells us that cursed is the man who hung upon a tree. And this morning you need to know, as much as I am reminded this morning, that Christ hung upon a tree so he could take up each and every one of our curses. And so today we are redeemed from the curse of law. We are redeemed from the curses that we have come through into our lives through the bloodline of our families. We are redeemed this morning. And let the righteous say so this morning. And let the righteous say so, for it shall be well with the righteous this morning. So if that is you, Mdasekhaya, let not this moment pass you by. Let not this moment pass you by. Call unto Christ today, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. You know, the prayer that we prayed from Ephesians chapter 3 this morning, verse 15 to 20. You know, Ututiko, I wish that my love would be made complete in your hearts. Christ, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly in our lives, above everything that we think or even ask, he is available to you. He's available to me today. So let's call upon him. Mkwazu Yesu Christu ti nyanagata vite hibanengeba kumekseni. Nyanagata vite hibanengeba kumekseni. Have mercy on me, O Lord. I pray this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to thank you, Tikowetu, for you are calling upon your people this morning. You are calling upon me. Bato mama kabe lila namhlanje. Batinga bamnandi fanelwe na kukubuya ka Yesu Christu. I wonder if I am ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. And this is the cry of the church that the Lord is raising up as the bride. This morning, I wonder if we are ready, Bazalwane. Let us make ourselves ready for the Lord, for the groom. He is about to appear. Let us make ourselves ready this morning. Ngegama lika Yesu Christu, we pray, amen and amen. So if you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior this morning, siyacela bafundisi bam bakhona bafundisi abagcotshiweyo to do these things. Won't you just call in? Let's lead the people of the Lord to back to God in prayer. Siyacela bazalwane. Bazalwane, you know, I've not heard from Utata Nkosi, just by the way, in a very long time. I'm not sure bakwenza kantoni, but uba usaphila siyambulela ubawo. We bless the Lord. Kodwa for those who know, please won't you let us know? We are concerned. We love you, Tata Nkosi, uba umamele. Siyakukhumbula tata, uThixo akusikelele kakhulu. So iba ungumfundisi mzalwane wam, won't you help us this morning, please, so that we can just lead the people of God back to Christ in prayer. Won't you please just help us with that prayer? In the meantime, here's Mandy. Bless you, Mandy. And Mandy is just calling in. I'm so with the prayer of salvation in Afrikaans. Here's Sisipi. I'm so with the prayer of salvation in Afrikaans. And here's Shalom J. Oh, you bless you so much, my family. So we'll play all of those. To give somebody an opportunity. Siyacela ke bazalwane, bafundisi bam, ningandiphoxe kaloku, yini babhemi. Oh, yini nizandiphoxa, sesihamba ibanga elide kangaka, kanifowuneni abantu bakathixo bafumana uYesu Kristu. I'm really, really asking, bazalwane, please, umfundisi, If we can just lead the people of God to God in prayer, please, this morning. Mandy, good morning.
Liewe Here Jesus, ek glo dat U vir my aan die kruis gesterf het en dat U bloed vir my sondes betaal het. Vergewe my asseblief, Here. Dankie dat U die hoogste prys betaal het om my vry te stel van sonde en my die ewige lewe gee. Ek erken U as my Here en Verlosser. Lei my en rig my op U pad van hierdie oomblik af. Ek bid dit in Jesus se heilige naam. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Almagtige en genadige Vader, ons het gesondig en van U weer afgedwaal soos verlore skappe. Te veel het ons die bedenkenisse en begeertes van ons eie hart nagevolg. Ons het U heilige wette oortree. Die dinge wat ons moes doen, het ons ongedaan gelaat. En die dinge wat ons nie moes doen nie, het ons gedoen. En daar is niks gesonds in ons nie. Maar U, o Heer, wees ons ellendige oortredings genadig. Spar diegene, o God, wat hulle wat hulle tekortkomme bely het, herstel hulle wat berou het volgens U belofte, soos in Jesus Christus, ons Heer, aan die mensdom bekend gemaak is. En gee o genadige Vader om sy ontwil, dat ons voort 'n vrome, regverdige en nigtere lewe mag voer. Tot eer van die heilige naam. Amen.
Amen and amen. Dankie. Dankie, my sisters. Dankie. I want to say I'm very grateful for your obedience this morning. Bless you guys so much. Hello, Shalom Jay.
Abba Vader, dankie dat hierdie woord leer ek dat ek is 'n sondaar. Dankie dat U vir my vergifnis bied deur Yeshua, die Messias. Ek kom en ek bely my sonde voor U, want teen U alleen het ek gesondig. Ek vra dat U my sal vergewe. Lei my in U geregtigheid deur die woord. Genees my van my sonde en ongeregtigheid. Dankie dat die woord sê dat U liefde lei my tot belydenis van sonde. Dankie dat U my kom skoon was deur die bloed van Yeshua. Dankie dat U my red deur die werk van Yeshua in die kruis. Dankie dat U woord sê, wanneer ek my sonde bely, is U getrou en regverdig om my te vergewe. Ek gee my lewe oor aan U en ek vra, kom lei my deur die woord in alle geregtigheid. Kom heilig my en maak my volgens U wil. In Yeshua se naam. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Bazalwane, we welcome Brother Emmanuel, who's listening all the way from Zimbabwe this morning. Bless you so much, Mtasekhaya. The Lord truly bless you, Bazalwane. We are going to worship the Lord, and then please, Doho, I'm really asking, Bazalwane. It's not a joke. 012-334-1322. Bafundisi bam maske samkelisa bantu bakathixo uYesu Kristu. Umfundisi nje uThixo amchukumisayo. If we could just call and just open up the platform and do an altar call and allow the people of God to renew their covenant with Him and to also receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I'm really, really asking. Thank you so much, my sisters. So if you're listening this morning and you're Afrikaans speaking, the Lord is calling on you, and that is how we pray, and that is how you pray. And if that is you this morning, please do get in touch with us. We really would like to embrace you and just walk this journey with you. It's Radio Pulpit, my family. 46 after 6 is your time.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Siyabonga baba ekseni. We are truly grateful this morning. My family, mandingabingathi ndiyi record eyophukileyo. We keep saying this, Matthew chapter 5. From verse 1 all the way to verse 3. So I'm going to read the first beatitude, and I'm going to trust that the Lord will help us to meditate on it throughout the week. Remember when we started, or rather when we announced that we are going to do the beatitudes, it was that weekend when the Lord was speaking about cleansing the church, about preparing the bride, you know, for what he is about to do. And because of the sensitivity of the time that it is, looking at the Hebrew calendar, looking at just the time that it is in the atmosphere, it is important that we remind ourselves of the basics. This is the first sermon that Christ prayed after he had come back from that time of being tempted. I just want to get my facts right. Yeah. After that time when he was tempted, this is one of the first sermons that he preached after he began his ministry in Galilee. And so the Bible tells us, Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, Bazalwane. Oh, Bazalwane. Oh, God, help us this morning. Truly help us, Lord God Almighty. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Eh, abakhelekileyo emoyeni, you know. Abakhelekileyo emoyeni. Those who no longer wonder uba what will my neighbors say. Those who no longer care ukuthi what will the people say. Those who are sold out. The Bible says a contrite spirit I will not reject, and a broken heart I will not turn away. And so we know that the Lord is closer to those who are brokenhearted, even if you are grieving, whether you are brokenhearted because of the amount of sin, but the poor in spirit, those abazibona bengeyonto yalutho, lithilizwe likaThixo, usikelelekile wena mntasekhaya ngoba ubukumkani bukaThixo bobakho this morning. And may the Lord help us, you know. During this week, a friend of mine was just sensitizing me about the depths of pride. You see, this thing of pride, it keeps coming up. And so, you know, he sent me a message, and we were just meditating on it. And so the other day, I found Job chapter 39. Hey, Bazalwane, read it if you can. And the Lord speaks to Job, and he's dealing with the pride of men. Ah, Uti, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? And so there's a brokenness that comes, you know, and a humility, a brokenness that causes us to truly be nothing, so that Christ can be everything, that we truly decrease so that Christ may increase in our lives. And it is my prayer that we will continue to meditate on what it means to be poor in spirit. Let the Lord speak to each and every one of us. What does it mean to be poor in spirit this morning? And we bless the Lord, Bazalwane kakhulu. Bengicela befundisi bam ke uba bafone. Caba ke abafundisi bam namhlanje bazixelele ba andizi. It's all right. We'll take a break and we'll come back to you, Portia. You know who else I remembered this morning, Bazalwane? I remember that's another ndaba namhlanje kuseni. I remembered Sis Puseletso, where are you? You know, God's bread. I miss you, and I truly pray that the Lord is doing you good, my sister. And that took this morning, we bless the Lord, Bazalwane. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and go to the voice notes that we received this morning.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Morning, Sis Ayanda. We thank God, we praise Him in all that we are going through, and we praise Him for the times that we are in. We are glad. Sis Ayanda, I just want to encourage myself, encourage somebody out there to say, when the children of Israel were asking God to take them out of Egypt, they did not understand that God was teaching them lessons about what's going to come through if they don't listen to Him. When He made the king of Egypt stubborn and things happened in Egypt while they were there, they start murmuring and they say, Bakumbula iGibhithe, Egypt was better. They only remember izinto ezilungile eGibhithe. They forget all the lessons that Elohim taught them while they were still in Egypt. Namhlanje ngifuna ukusho kimi nawe naloyana ukuthi iGibhithe was there for a lesson. Once you come out, once you have received salvation, once you are saved, along the way there will be challenges, but hold on. Hold on to the living Savior. Hold on. Even in the situation that you are in, somebody, hold on. Know that for this reason only, He is Yahweh. For this reason, for the name, for His name, I am saved. For His name, we see salvation. It's not because of what I do. It's not because of what I say. It's because I have endurance, patience, love, comfort. In a situation, you need to be comfortable and say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Thank you, Sis Ayanda. We bless Yahweh for your life. We bless Him for everyone's life, and we bless Him for those who have just received salvation. In the mighty, powerful name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen, my family. I've got Dada Mahlangu, Umfundisi Mahlangu, holding on the line, Dada, unfortunately because of time, only because of time. I know that the prayer that you are praying in your heart right now, it is received by the Lord. Umfundisi wam, ndiyayazba uThixo, uyawuva umthandazo wakho, Dada. We have to cross over now, but bless you so much, and we'll catch up with that prayer next week, right, Dada?
Amen.
Amen. Bless you so much. Yo, besendisa uqumba ndithi yo abefundisi bama abafuni namhlanje ungena. Bless you, my family. It's exactly seconds after 7, and we cross over now to church. The Lord bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you this morning. We love you, bazalwane. We thank God who has redeemed our lives, and may we go and have a prosperous week ahead. And indeed, we'll come back on Sunday and praise the Lord for what He has done in our midst.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
657 AM.